The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. A friend of mine was once swept off the rocks by a wave and tumbled underwater long enough that she didn't think she was going to come up alive. She told me, "Your whole life really does pass before your eyes. Not in the way you might think, like a movie or something, but it does." I can see that, sort of. When you're wobbling around inside of your life, it could be anything. It's open-ended, changing around. Life is a verb while it's going on, and when it ends, it becomes a noun, a completed thing. Easier to hold in the imagination, turn and view. Easier to see it in its own context. Don't we hope to get at least a glimpse as it ends of the coherence inside the experience we had? And if we do get that glimpse, don't we hope we don't smack our palms square against our metaphorical foreheads and say, "Oh," in that tone you use on yourself when you're in the grocery line and realize that your wallet is sitting on the dresser? We want to leave this world with grace and understanding. How sad to think that after all this living, the last moments could drip with regret. And what are the things that one might regret? What might I say as I smack myself on the forehead? "Dang, I should have scurried more." Or maybe, "Why didn't I focus up and take better minutes when I was on that committee?" Will I suddenly know that all along I'd been smelling the wrong roses, eating the wrong food? Will I say, "I knew I should have worn more purple"? Maybe I'll say, "Just think of all the times I could have stuck around and taken more abuse, or applied myself and gotten more recognition. What about the unfinished socks? My skanky coffee cup? Thistle and morning glory in the garden? Everything that should have been picked up and put down somewhere else. I should have known I wouldn't be here forever." Maybe when we go, we're received into warm golden light and see our loved ones again. Maybe we go away to be absorbed in oneness of the all-knowing glow. Maybe we just dissipate away. The one thing that is certain is that we'll lose all of the perceptions that only a person in a body can have. Like bird chirp carried in on the first breath of morning air, or the way laughing throbs in your torso. Who else will ever know the heaving of your diaphragm pumping oxygen, pedaling you and your bicycle through the colors of the dawn, and the way your legs are rubbery and alive when you get off? The stink of the dog and the cottonwoods. A sudden conversation rippling through the trees. That first rich leaf of summer lettuce crimpling against your tongue. Where else will you ever know the sound of your feet on pavement, gravel, grass, and the kitchen floor? The sting of sleet, the brace of a sudden wind, a backlit mountain of cloud. This is the miracle of hail. This is the weight of bedclothes. This is the cat nestling its spindly bones against my ribs. Note to self: sight, sound, taste, smell, touch, and possible others as well. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.